Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We'll move to our next story because the Cistercian College in Roscrea, a boarding school for boys established in 1905, is to admit girls for the first time from next year. The fee-charging school, best known for its rugby and music traditions, plans to introduce day boarding for girls initially before expanding to full boarding facilities for all students in the coming years. To tell us why, after 120 years, they've now taken this decision, I'm joined by Colm Maloney, who's president of Cistercian College Roscrea. That's great. Colm, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
So yes, it's a huge change. Why is the question?
Look, a very special day, first of all, here in the college. It's a big chapter in the history of the school. As you were saying, for the past 120 years, Cistercian College has provided great education to many thousands of boys around the country, and that's going to change in September next year when we begin to enrol girls and boys in the college. So a great buzz of excitement here today, a huge positive reaction. And why are we doing it? Well, look, we want to have our offering here extended to everybody in the family, just beyond the boys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had great support from our monastic order, the Cistercians based here beside us on the campus, our parents and prospective parents, and even our alumni who were called path men, but we're going to have to change that slightly.
Yeah, for sure. Now, is it also to put it on a more sustainable financial footing?
No, not at all. We've actually grown our role quite a bit over the last couple of years, and we're in a great position. And I suppose what we want to do now is take the strategic decision and the right decision to bring girls in and make sure we're a home for everyone in the family. Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't that decision made before now, do you think?
Well, look, I suppose like all institutions in the country that have been around for a while, it takes time for these things to permeate, and people like tradition and they like how it was, and change is always a little bit frightening for people, but we're turning this into something exciting and something for the future.
And is there any fear, I wonder, that if it took that long to make that decision, would families have any fear sending their daughters to school there?
I don't think so. We are welcoming the family. We're setting the place up for the future, and we're going to be around, please God, for more than the next 120 years, you know.
Okay.
So, look, great excitement. And you know, I was just told there we have five of our path men starting below in Thomond Park, four for Munster and one for Ulster. And wouldn't it be lovely in due course to see the girls out on those pitches wearing those jerseys as well, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a very exciting
time. And you have beautiful grounds there. I've walked the grounds like so many around the area, I think, when they're there. The grounds are spectacular. How much, can I ask you, will it cost?
Yeah, look, we are going to have to invest, we want to make sure that when girls come in, they come into the right environment and the right conditions. And look, it's going to take considerable investment. We're at the minute going through that process, but it'll be great to see the high-vis jackets, the building, the refurbishments and the improvements. And I think that will set the stall out for where we want to go in the future. And look, as you said, on an evening like today, our grounds here are just fabulous, and it's a great environment. And, you know, for the local community, this is important. Mm-hmm. We're very important to them, and they're important to us.
Okay, so you're working out the cost of the investment as well. Fees will be important. How much will it cost the families to send their children?
Look, the great thing is in relation to this investment, this won't be coming for fees. So fees will stay the same as they are. And look, I and all of us here recognise the commitment it takes to put your son through here and now your daughter. And I think we provide just, you know, that fantastic education that not also is world-class education, but we have our sport, our music, our arts. You know, day boarding is hugely important. Mum and dad is working. The working week is under pressure, and they can wrap all that up while they're here. So I think our families are very supportive of us, and I think we offer them really, really good value.
Okay, well, the very best of luck with the move. It is a big move in the August College in Roscrea, and we'll talk again about how it goes in the future. President of Cistercian College Roscrea, Colm Maloney, thanks a million for joining us.